Hey guys, I don't know if you're like me, but I love Count the Dings and everything it has to offer. I just can't find everything I need. You know, I know about Cinephobe, and I know about the mailbag, and I know about Bomb, but that's all we do, right, Amin?
No, we do so much more.
What?
Yeah, absolutely. If you sign up, patreon.com/countthedings, you'll find a plethora of other content, fresh content, extended content, the OG pod overflow, the Cinephobe cold opens that we've taken and made their own thing to live only there, the Rewatchingtons, Bomb in its full and unadulterated cut, early drops of Cinephobe episodes, and so much more.
Said the OG pod. Now, is it new or is it old?
Mace, I'm glad you asked that. It is a new incarnation of the old OG pod.
Oh.
So it's me, Zach, Trey, Waz, Tom.
I love those guys.
Just like we always were, going back to the True Hoop days, we're recreating that magic, recapturing and putting it back out. We're talking hoops, we're talking pop culture, and most importantly, we're talking for 40 minutes for free, but then another specific Patreon exclusive segment for every one of those episodes.
Funny enough about that OG pod, you're getting Tom and Trey on Mondays, you're getting me and Waz, aka Zosny, on Wednesdays. Amin's floating in between.
I'm a floater.
You never know when you're gonna get Amin in those, so you gotta listen to them all.
And what if I'm not sure what Maze looks like, because I've always thought he's a fat man with a fedora, he's got a weird voice. How can I see for myself what this Maze character actually looks like?
It's crazy you don't know the answer to this because it's the Cinephobe Pod YouTube page.
What?
The CT5s on the Cinephobe Pod YouTube page. You can look at all of us.
You can get all the OG pods on YouTube too, at Count the Dings 1 on YouTube, at Cinephobe Pod on YouTube. Patreon.com/Count the Dings gets you everything all in one feed. You can link it to your Spotify. And now enjoy the show.
Hey, listener, Underdog Fantasy is the easiest place to play fantasy sports. Also, the fastest growing fantasy app in the industry. You can play Pick'em, pick whether your favorite players will have a higher or lower total in each stat for this week's games for a chance to win big. You can actually win up to 100 times your money in a single night. That's right. I didn't say 10. I didn't say 20. Up to 100 times your money. Pick between 2 and 5 players, build a pick 'em entry. My favorite feature, you can make rivals picks. Pit 2 players against each other. Wembanyama versus Nikola Jokic. Tim Hardaway Jr. versus Norm Powell. Kawhi Leonard versus Steph Curry. Who knows? Maybe Grayson Allen versus Pat Connaughton. You get where I'm going with that. You can do it all with Underdog Fantasy. Make sure you sign up today with the promo code DING. That's D-I-N-G. And get your first deposit doubled up to $100, as well as an instant pick'em special. Visit underdogfantasy.com or find them in the app store. And don't forget to register with our promo code DING, D-I-N-G, to get your first deposit doubled up to $100, as well as an instant pick'em special. Must be 18 or older and present in a state where Underdog Fantasy operates. Terms apply. Concerned with your play? Call 1-800-522-4700 or visit www.ncpgambling.org.
Welcome to another fun-filled episode of Black Opinions Matter, motherfucker. My name is Amin Alhassan. I'm joined, as always, by the esteemed panel, Jay Skills, Big Jerv, Black Trey. Hell of a show for you guys today. We're going to talk about Uber XL etiquette. Is every Uber XL created equally? The answer is no. We'll tell you why, because of Jerv's wild weekend. We're going to recap BMF, and we're going to talk a little bit also later about MLK Day, man, and this statue that came up in Boston. It looks like a dick. Yeah, you want to stay tuned for that. But first, patreon.com/countthedings. Make sure you are locked in. You get the extra content like the OG pod, like the watch-alongs, like the Discord, all that stuff, and much, much more. patreon.com/CaptainThings. Lock in on that. But first, you get into a little conversation about whether an Apple Watch is considered jewelry. BMF be BMFing.
Oh, man, the greatest show on earth, bro. Shout outs to the fucking dad, bro.
Listen. He's so easy to hate, isn't he?
No, but listen.
He's a fucking nut.
No, but for real, as much as we joke about bad shows and how, you know, power and stuff like that, I got to give credit to these actors, right? Because that dad, that actor, I forgot his real name. I don't. Oh,
that's my man. Hold on.
Respect to his real name. But he is playing that role so much that I'm always going to remember that nigga as Mr. Flannery. This nigga knows. First of all, he messed up one of his vibes. The nigga got, she in the stolen lingerie trying to get jiggy.
Not stolen, just
scammed.
Russell Hornsby.
That wasn't scam. That was a bugger boy.
Okay,
that was just bad parenting.
Yeah, exactly.
It's bad. Okay, yeah, it was copped off bad parenting, right? But Russell Hornsby, he reminds me of Professor Ogilvy, two different niggas.
Oh yeah,
but he reminds me of this nigga. But he also reminds me of Chris Rock's dad in Everybody Hates Chris. Off of his cheapness.
Yeah.
But to be fair, we mad at this nigga for being a good dad.
He a real good dad.
Like, I'm thinking about this. I said, this nigga is never going to win on this show, right? For one, he's working 2-3 jobs.
Right.
His wife don't want to have sex with him.
Julius,
so he got
Rock.
Right? Yes, so he's, listen, his wife don't want to have sex with him because she's tired. So this nigga got the Spank Tube magazine, right? So then his kids don't respect him. His kids low-key stunting on him with drug money, but he trying to make an honest living.
You know why he's never going to win on this show? It's because we all know what happens to his kids. Like, right. The niggas become millionaires and ballers.
Yeah.
And this broke-ass nigga still out here trying to drive cars.
I feel for my nigga, too, when she hit him with the "you broke the vows." It's like, what you mean?
I was like, what do you mean? Hold on.
I was just trying to connect to you.
I think she did exaggerate. He has to know. He has to know his personnel.
Now, this is your church girls for you, Jared, by the way. Now, is there a possibility that the new driver he hired from the plant
was his side joint?
His side piece, right? You got the vibe?
She didn't look like a vibe at all.
So, first of all, the fact that Southwest T caught him, it was kind of shaky. Cause he hopped up like, "Hey, son."
Yeah.
You know, like he was trying to hide some shit. But I guess in the preview of the next episode, she kind of down for the homies.
Yeah.
It's like a retaliation.
We gotta stand up for the da 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 or whatever. But right? Like, I'm like, I don't know.
Was she also a family friend? I don't even know about her.
She a family friend that the boys don't know about. But like,
but the mom knows her.
Mom know her.
And the kid, the little sister knows her too.
Mm-hmm. Stand up ish like that. Y'all fell for a good trailer. I promise she's talking about the white dude. At the airport that was fucking.
No, she's talking about they slashed the tires on. Oh, you think it's the white dude that did that?
You think she on some? Yeah, no, it's definitely the white dude.
Definitely.
She's not out here saying we got to stand up for ourselves versus Lamar. Trust me, that's not.
No. No. This, like, low key, Terry don't fuck with the wrong person, and it's almost on some mob shit, probably, right? Mess with the wrong business, did all this other shit. You know what I mean? And they trying to do a clean way, but they also gonna be shooting at them niggas and trying to run them off the block, pretty much, in two different gangs, and then. Now Terry gonna get to use, like, you know how the nigga Rico said, "You got soldiers and you don't use them." Like, he gonna finally sit his daddy down, like, "Yeah, nigga, let me get my hands dirty. This is what I do." You know what I'm saying? Because the little sister gonna get injured. But I just think, like, it's so funny. Even the scene was very powerish where they put the baby formula in the can and they were about to use it.
I won't lie, man, I didn't see it coming. Right, because they were like, "Where's the other pack?" I'm like, "Yo, did old girl take it? Mm-hmm. Like his baby mama? Did the cops take it? We didn't see." And then they all turned around in slow motion and saw mama pouring that shit into the. I was like, "No!" I was in slow motion. I thought that was a very good
scene. Yeah, that was a good scene. I like that.
It was good, bro.
What y'all think about my boy B. Mickey, man?
I'm off him, bro. Seeing him be the snitch, bro.
He's Mickey as fuck.
It's breaking my heart seeing these niggas work.
But come on, man. They got him. I don't condone snitching or whatever, but like I kind of get it, man. This man's trying to take care of his moms and shit, man.
Well, that's how they're trying to play you, right? They trying to make it seem like, oh, Meech don't care about.
Ain't nobody tell that boy to get two bodies.
Hey, that's it. Listen, his own karma coming back to him. The cop ain't lying though. He ain't lying as far as sometimes you gotta make a choice for yourself. But you gonna risk your life regardless. Who you wanna die by? You wanna die by Meech?
But do y'all think
you wanna die by?
Y'all think that was really? Do you think this is a fictionalized part of the story in terms of?
He's okay. We know, like they told us last season, this dude did not exist. This B. Mickey person.
Yeah.
No, he's real.
No, he real.
He's real. He's real. He's alive right now. He was in the documentary.
He just a 50 boy though. He ain't go be a man.
No, but I'm saying like in terms of.
I thought he was Meech's right hand man. Oh, okay.
I'm saying in terms
of. Nah, he ain't transitioning because he's still sitting there talking like because they asked him about Lamar and he was like, I'm not talking about that.
Dude. I'm saying like Meech not giving a fuck about niggas even though he calling it BMF and like you know what I'm saying leaving his niggas basically like. Without enough bread to put moms up in a good spot. Cause that seemed kind of janky. Like, if this your right hand man, he don't have enough bread to put moms
but you gotta look at it like this, J Skills. The nigga, how many niggas died that got bread that need a GoFundMe?
Right. I mean,
you know what I'm saying? This nigga got all the jewelry, but it's for self. This nigga meets mama work at Wendy's.
Right. I mean, that's
like
well, that's because the nut ass pop won't let any of the drug money.
No, but I'm just saying. At the end of the day, there's some selfishness to it,
right? No, I mean, you know what I'm saying? That's even on
like this nigga got all his jewelry and he live in that bullshit ass house,
right? I want to jump topics, but that kind of remind me of the Big Scar situation, and that whole situation.
What? So I'm not. What happened with this?
So
Big Scar, the rapper, passed away,
mm-hmm.
and Gucci Mane gave $20,000, right? To pay for the funeral.
Right.
Now, last time I checked, because I just recently paid for a funeral, it was $10,000, brother. Right? Whoever booked that booked that funeral for $60,000, that's on you.
How does a funeral cost $60,000?
I mean, when you find out, let me know. But the sister goes online and complains that Gucci ain't do shit or didn't do enough.
She said that he didn't even give the $10,000 at first, right? So it was a whole drama between the sister, the brother, and the dad. So the sister comes out and says, Gucci didn't give shit. He asked for the chains back. So, all right, back up real quick, Trey. So Big Scar is a rapper that's on Gucci's 1017 label. So he had a, you know, pretty, you know, decent hit with the So Icy Boys. He was starting to blow up a little bit. Yeah, he dies of an accidental overdose. And then his sister comes out on IG or Facebook, whatever, saying Gucci didn't pay nothing for the funeral. And he called us, or when we were on the phone with him, he asked for the chains back, the 1017 chains back. So then his little brother, Big Scar little brother, get on IG Live and showing money. Nigga, we don't need that $10,000, but that you ain't straight. You ain't straight. You shouldn't even feel straight with yourself. Doing niggas like that. You supposed to be the big, you know, the big dog. Like, that's how you treat niggas, blah, 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 right? And so then also saying that, yeah, when we was on the phone with you, you said that you didn't have the money right now or didn't want to put up the money right now because your wife's birthday is coming up, right? So then his wife, Keisha Kior, gets on IG and posts a receipt and says, yeah, he gave $10,000 for the funeral, sent flowers, and paid another $10,000. So these are the receipts from the funeral home. And so the sister was like, oh, this is the funeral cost $60,000. And then I guess a couple of days later, then the dad came out and said, oh, everything is straight. You know, my son was tripping, you know, he loved his brother. Like he didn't mean to say whatever, whatever. Obviously they had other conversations. I'm sure went way more left than the ones that we heard. Mm-hmm. Yeah, the dad was just basically just apologizing for his kids. Like, yo, Gucci, you know, you good. We appreciate you, everything you did for him, you know, like, and basically that's how it all played out.
I'm going to say it again. I know Twitter loves to say, don't tell people how to grieve. I'm going to tell you how to grieve. Don't do it on fucking social media. Figure your shit out behind the scenes. Grieve the way you want to grieve. I've seen too many of these things where somebody passes away and a family member goes crazy, talking shit about people, pointing fingers. And then what ends up happening is like, no, it was none of that shit. You were just talking wild. And it's like, I get it because you're in an emotional state. You lost a loved one, but maybe that's why you should be on the internet.
Yep.
Point blank, period.
Yeah.
Pro Bowl is in Vegas?
Yeah.
Hey, listener, Zach Harper here from Cinephobe. Yeah, that podcast. It's a good one. Ascertain. Telling you right now, Prize Picks, that's the way to go. Prize Picks is America's number one fantasy sports app with over 3 million members. The easiest and most exciting way to play DFS is just you against the numbers. You pick more than or less than on 2 to 6 player stat projections and watch the winnings roll in. It's demon time. That's right. You're asking, what does that mean? It's demon time. I'll tell you. Demons and Goblins, the newest and most exciting way to play at Prize Picks. Squares marked with red demons or green goblins get you different payouts. You can now win up to 100 times your money with as little as 4 correct picks. That's insane. That's insane of Prize Picks to do. You know what else is insane? They offer injury insurance so that your entries stay in play, even if one of your players gets injured. For football and basketball games, if you have a player who exits the game in the first half and does not return in the second, that player projection won't count against you, and the rest of your entry stays alive. Prize Picks is the only DFS platform with an injury insurance policy. And by the way, they now offer Apple Pay for quick and easy deposits into your account. This football, basketball, any season you're playing. Me personally, I'm taking more than points on Joel Embiid all the time. I'm taking more than assists on Tyrese Halliburton. I'm taking less than points on Jordan Poole. Those seem to be the easy money makers for you. And you're probably wondering, Zach, how do I get involved in this? You go to prizepicks.com/ding and use code DING, D-I-N-G, for a first deposit match up to $100. That's prizepicks.com/ding. Use code DING, D-I-N-G, for a first deposit match up to $100. Prize Picks, pick more, pick less. It's that easy.
Right. Let me, see
some, let me look at it. The commercial came on the TV. I was like, I didn't
not need your Nike Tech fleece out.
Yo,
there.
No, before,
not,
hold
not
on.
The winterized one.
Hold on. Before we get out of here, bro, we got to talk about the MLK
stuff. Yeah, yes, we do. We got to.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry, bro. I know we close on time. Let's close this out with this joint, bro. What was they thinking?
Can I just say right now that when I saw it, the first thing I thought of was the Michael Jordan meme that Trey said.
Mm-hmm. Which one?
That was the first. This is one of the most controversial topics we've ever had. Ironically, it was controversial to the rest of the world, not to us, though. There's a Photoshop of Michael Jordan. Remember when he won, was it the 96? Is that picture from 96, Trey? That first one after his pops died.
Nah, that was 91.
Oh, it was 91. It was the first one. All right, so his first title. And he's got like the trophy, and he's sitting there. He got the hat on, and he's kind of resting his head against the trophy.
Yeah.
In one of the great Photoshops I've ever seen in my life, in terms of quality of work, someone replaced the trophy with a dick.
Oh, yeah, I've seen that.
And it is the perfect dick riding meme. Right. Like this motherfucker dick riding, but. It's funny because when I said it like to some other group chats, niggas got upset. And they were upset. Yeah, there was, hey, they're gonna buy this dick or whatever, but they were more upset that it was Michael Jordan. I promise you, niggas was like, no, you don't do that to MJ. I was like, what are you talking about, man? So when you see this sculpture, that's what it looked like. It looked like two hands holding like the biggest dick you ever seen, man.
Well, it looked like he's eating coochie to me.
From the other angle. Yeah. The other angle is like him.
Like he's knee deep in it.
Yo, but the other MLK thing is the flyers, man.
I love the flyers. This is like an annual tradition now.
Now I'm looking for them all the time. Yeah.
Shout out to Atlanta.
No, it's everywhere now. This one, let me show you. Which one is there? Is this one?
That was Nashville, the one with the Casamigo party.
No, I'm talking about this one. The free at last.
Oh, party. I haven't seen that one.
I didn't see that one.
We got this one is from Orlando, I believe. Yeah, the MLK Sunday.
Yeah,
he got the chains.
I love that. It's like the Mick Mills picture.
Yep.
Now the one where he's at the hookah lounge with Rosa Parks and Harriet Tubman is my favorite.
Yeah, that's Atlanta.
That's everyone.
Oh my God.
Yeah, look at this. Yeah, Harriet Tubman. Rosa Parks.
Yeah, Harriet Tubman in the background.
That nigga's. Yo, it's kind of like it went from like, I can't believe niggas would do this to, actually this shit is kind of funny, to now it's like, all right, what we got this year, man?
Let's see what niggas do this year.
This is the Casamigos one. Is from Nashville, yeah. This nigga got two bottles of Casamigos and a crown on.
This shit is great.
Oh, hey, man, that's the dream from the king, bro. That's what he really wanted to do.
Yeah, I think that Atlanta one might be my favorite, man.
Yeah, that shit is great. Shout out to MLK, man.
Oh, man. But yeah, man, that statue, it's so fitting that it would happen in Boston.
Oh, yeah, of course. No, like, it makes perfect sense. They knew what they was doing.
Yeah.
Now you got some hands holding the dick from a different angle.
Yeah. Hello.
Or eating some coochie. It all depends on your perspective.
It definitely looks like he's holding some legs for sure.
Why didn't they just do the whole? Why would they cut that?
Like, why they cut the head off, man? Like, why didn't they put?
Why would they just have like a statue
of their faces? Like, if you wanted to have both of them, like, what's the whole interpretive angle? I mean.
Cause it's not creative, my nigga. Niggas is out here just super shroomed up on being creative. I promise you. Derv, whoever designed that,
we need to go back to Bijou in Boston and investigate. Bijou is the super hood club in Boston that me and Jerv found ourselves at. Why were we there? This was a this was cold. I remember it was cold.
This was Sloan.
Oh, Sloan weekend. Yeah. We were, me and Jerry said, we gonna go out. We took Jade with us.
Hey, but
Jade had the time of his life.
Hey, but you know the fucked up thing about that statue is it's probably a black person that designed it, and the white people that let him do it is probably so hot. Bro, like, you know they hot. Like, what the fuck?
They gave my nigga one shot, bro. Gave him one shot.
What was the homie name from not Strictly Business? What was the shit with Eddie and Chris Rock? Robin Givens.
Boomerang.
Marcus Graham. Yeah. Boomerang. Yeah, Marcus. When they let the homie do the perfume commercial.
Oh yeah. With Strong J.
Strong J. Yes.
Yo, man, this is too funny. But anyways, that's going to do it for us on Black Opinions Matter. Remember, patreon.com/countthedings. Make sure you are locked in. The OG pod returns this week, so we took a few weeks off. I know, you know, if you're a Patreon, you heard why we took a few weeks off of that. But we're back. We're going to bring it back to you, me, Trey, Waz, Tom, and Zach. Also, the Discords, the watch-alongs. We need to do one of these playoff games at some point. Maybe next week. I don't know. Be on the lookout for that if you're a Patreon. Shout out to Trey. Shout out to Jay. Shout out to Big Jerv. I'm Amina Hassan. Remind you to stay black, motherfucker.